Mesechtas Gittin Daf Mem Beis, the top line of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis brought a brayso. Hamishachar Chesed Avdei Rabbi Amakana v'Chamron Leikana, and we saw machlekes between Rabba and Rabbi Yisef. Rabba said the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim is only b'negeya case where the person was mishachar to Eved using a shtar. However, if the Eved Knani or Shifcha Knanis would be paid to themselves using Kesef, then even the Chachamim agree that they could be paid to half of their value. And Lefidim Haskana Sagamara, Rabbi Yisef Shita was that the machlekes between Rabbi Nechamim is side by shtar and side by kesef. Rabbi says Hamashachar Chetzi Avdai is kana, and Chum say it's loy kana. And yesterday, where Ravina said be'eved shel shnei shutfim v'divrei hakol, that we're an eved belong to two shutfim, and one of the shutfim goes and releases that eved for all that he owns, and even though he only owns half the eved, and therefore only half of the eved will go free, and this eved will be a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrin. However, the Rabbanon certainly agree that the eved will be kana, and as Rashi says ki shachri l'palgei d'holi shayimidi, because the Odin released all that he owned, Vavik Isha. Therefore, even though we learned the din of Get Shichra from the din of a Get Isha, and we know Ein Isha Miskereshes Mi Bayil L'Chatzayin, however, this case, it is like the case of a woman, because L'maisa is Nafka Minei L'Gamri, the Eved is released from his Rishus L'Gamri, and even though the Eved is still an Eved L'Chatzayin, but that half of the Eved is owned by another Shutif. Now Gemara begins, Amar Rabba, that Rabba says that there's another Yisoy that we could point out, B'negeya being Meshacher Chetzi Avdai, as machlekes b'shishichu chetzav v'niyah chetzav, even where one person owns the entire eved, the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim is only in a case where Reuven, who owned the eved, was meshacher half the eved, and he left half the eved for his own usage. Aval shichu chetzav u'machu chetzav, but if Reuven was meshacher half the eved and he sold half the eved, or he nasim matana chetzav, or he gave half the eved b'matana to another person, keeping the kanafik mini kulei divrei hakol kana, then since l'maisa at this point Reuven doesn't own any part of this eved, therefore, even the Rabbanu would agree that in all cases, this would be a valid shichra. And Rashi points out that even though the Gemara says, shichra chetzav u'mocha chetzav or nasim matana chetzav, and it's mashma that Reuven was meshachri half the eved first, and only afterward did he sell half the eved to another person, or he gave half the eved matana to another person, zok Rashi, u'mocha tchilo chetzav oyu basachas. Prior to Reuven being meshachri half the eved, he actually sold half the eved to Shimon, or he gave half the eved to Shimon b'matana. Therefore, of course, at the time that Reuven was meshacher half the seved, he fully relinquished any chelik that he had into the seved, and therefore it would be valid the divrei hakol. The first Yaakov asks on Rashi that l'chira, if this is the chiddush of Rava, Reuven previously sold half the eved, or he gave half the eved matana to Shimon, and only afterwards was Reuven meshacher half the eved, then l'chira, it is the exact same case of Arvina of eved shel shei shlutim, and l'chira, what is the chiddush of Rava? And therefore, the first Yaakov says that the main chiddush of Rava is the second part of Rashi, where Rashi says, "Av shichur chetzav u'machat chilu chetzav oybi basachas." The chiddush of the brayse is that even if Reuven was meshacher half the eved, and at the same moment he sold half of the eved, or he gave half the eved matana to Shimon, even Rabbanan agree that it's a valid kinyan and it's a valid shichur. Of course, now it makes more sense why Rabbi used a lashon of shichur chetzav u'machat chetzav oynasu matana chetzav, as he wanted to say that the shichur and the mechira happened basachas, and the mechira or the matana to Shimon did not happen prior to Reuven being meshacher half the eved. In addition, it's muchach that this is the main point of the Gemara, because the Gemara will now ask a question on Rabba, and this question will only be a question on Rabba, holds that Reuven can be meshacher half of his eved, even though he's simultaneously selling half the eved or giving half the eved matana. And Abai's question is not on Ravina, because Ravina was talking about a scenario where this eved already belonged to two shufim, and then one of the shufim went and relinquished all of his rights in that eved. And the Gemara continues, Omele Abai, Abai asks Rabba over Kulei Pligi, you're telling me that Rebbe and Rabbanan are not chelik in a case where at the time that Reuven relinquishes his chelik in the Eved, he doesn't leave any part of this Eved in his Rishus? If L'chir, we have a steer in the Braises, and we'll have to explain that the machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan even applies where someone is relinquishing their chelik in the Eved, and simultaneously they don't own any part of this Eved. As about Tani Chodah, we have one Braise that teaches us, HaKoysev Nechosev L'Shnei Avodav, if Reuven writes that all my Nechosev should go to my two Avodim, Rashi explains, Shekosev Shnei Shtaris, that Reuven wrote two shtars, called nechassel zeh, v'chol nechassel zeh. In shtar A, he wrote all my nechassim should go to Eved A, and in shtar B, he wrote all my nechassim should go Eved B. V'zichel shliach echa v'basachas l'shteim, and he was mezaket through one shliach at one moment to both of these avodim, and therefore they were koin at the same moment. And since neither of the avodim were koin prior to the other Eved, therefore the din is yachleiku, and they both split all the nechassim. And as the Gemara says, kanu that each Eved A and Eved B were koin half of the nechassim of Reuven amongst half of the nechassim and Reuven, they were also koino half of the other Eved. And since at this point, Eved A owns half of Eved B, and Eved B owns half of Eved A, therefore, Meshachrin Zeh, so each of the Avodim will go and be Meshachre their friend, and this way, both of them will be a complete Ben Chayrin. And clearly, in this price, we see that since when Reuven gave over his Nechosim to Eved A and Eved B, at that point, he was giving up all his rights in both of these Avodim, and the price tells us that Eved A and Eved B were each koino half of their own rights, and Reuven was able to be Meshachre half of each Eved, Betani Idach, and we have another price that teaches us, if Reuven writes that all my nechosim should be acquired by Eved A and Eved B, who are my avodim, then they are not koiner themselves and they do not go out free. And the second brisa is sois to the first brisa, as in the first brisa we say that half of each Eved went out free immediately when Reuven said that I want to give my nechosim to these two avodim. And the second brisa we said there is no part of these avodim that go out free, and Reuven can't relinquish his rights to half of these avodim. And Abaye therefore asked Rabba, my glav, Horebi Varabonon, in order to answer the steer between the brises, we must say that the first brise is going like Rebbe, who hold that an Odin can be Meshachar half his Eved, and the second brise is going like Rabbanon, who hold an Odin cannot be Meshachar half of his Eved. And we see that even though at the point that Reuven would be Meshachar them, he was actually giving up all his rights to his Avodim, as one half he was giving to the Eved himself, and the other half he was giving to the other Eved. And at that point, Reuven relinquished his entire Chelik into Eved, and he doesn't own any part of the Eved. And even so, we see there's a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanon, and l'chayr it is Shver and Rabba who taught us that if simultaneously Reuven was meshacher half of his Eved and he sold the other half or he gave the other half matana, then kivud the kanafik bnei kulay divya called kana, that even Rabbanon would agree that it would be kana and half of this Eved would be considered meshachra. And the Gemara answers loy edv de Rabbanon. Really, both brises are going according to the shita of Rabbanon, and hada amakulay in the first brisa we're talking about a case where Reuven said I'm giving all my nechassim to Eved A and I'm giving all my nechassim to Eved B. And as Rashi explains, and as Rabbi taught us, the kivin the zichlam bebasachas, that since he did this simultaneously, v'nafka kulumene, and he no longer owns any part of this eved and relinquished all of his chelik in this eved, therefore even the rabbanon agreed to Rebbe that each eved could be koino half of their own guf. Each eved at that point would be a chetzi eved and chetzi ben chayin. And the Gemara continues that the second brisa that stated where Reuven said kol nechosan esunin l'plein l'plein avodai af atzmam loykano, that's because hada amar chetzi chetzi. That's talking about a case where Reuven gave only half of his nechassim to each of the avodim. And let us see the lashon of Rashi in the middle of Diva Masal Hada Makuloi. And Rashi says, "Bas Raisa." The second Raisa is Dama Chetzi Chetzi B'Shtar Echad Kosev Chetzi Nechassi Lach V'Chem B'Shein El Chaveri. Then the first star Reuven wrote half of my nechassim should go to Eved A, and the second star he wrote that half of my nechassim should go to Eved B. Lefikol Ekanu Dehavle B'Chol Echad Shichur Chetzav V'Niyah Chetzav. And the moment that Reuven gave Eved A half of his nechassim and he was Shachar half of Eved A, Lemais at that point, he still retained half of Eved A for himself, and certainly the Rabbanon hold that Shichur didn't work for Eved A, and therefore Eved A actually didn't acquire anything because Mashakana Eved Kanin Rabbi, and Eved A was still a full-fledged Eved to Reuven. And then when Reuven goes and tries to be Makla half of Eved B to Eved B, of course Reuven still owns the other half of Eved B at that point, as Eved A was never able to acquire any part of Eved B, and that's why Rabbanon Lishitasam hold that neither were koina any part of their rights, and the shichru did not work for either Eved A or Eved B. And as Rashi says, that certainly what we just explained works in a case where Reuven wrote two different shtaris, and he first gave one of these shtaris to Eved A, and then he gave the second shtar to Eved B, and it wasn't done simultaneously. And certainly, neither are koina any part of the avdus, the chimusl kama shaya pagay v'leikono v'chein l'sheni, as we explained, el afilu musl shneim ka'achas leikono. However, Rashi says that even if Reuven would have given both of these shtaras to both of these avodim at the same moment, they would not be koina any part of the avdus. And Rashi explained the kivin the chetzin the chosay kosa b'chol chad, that since Reuven wrote in each one of their shtaras that I'm giving you half of my nechassim, dil mochad palgo kosa l'tabayo v'ikashia, maybe Reuven meant to give them the same half, and therefore he really left over half of this eved for himself the entire time. And of course, l'fidra bonon, if you're not relinquishing your entire chelik that you have in this eved at one moment, then the din is that this shikra does not work at all. And there is no question on Rabba, because Rabba is still correct that in a case such as the first brisa where Reuven went and he was meshacher half his eved, but at that same moment he relinquished all of his chelik that he has in the eved, then that shikra would work even according to Rabbanon. The Gemara continues and asks a question on this first teretz, that v'hamidutani sefer, in the second brisa there's actually a sefa that states that if instead of Reuven giving all his chasim to Eved A and to Eved B, he said I'm giving half of my chasim to Eved A and to Eved B, then the din is loikanu that neither Eved was koina half of the guf mechlal the reisha d'amakulu, and therefore it's mashma that the reisha that stated ha'ime kol chasim nesuna l'plenu l'plenu avadai af atzman loikanu is talking about a case where Reuven said I'm giving away all my chasim to Eved A and to Eved B, and even so the chacham say that it's not going to be koina, and l'chira that would be against the shita of Rabbah. And the Gemara explains really the second brisa is talking about a case where Reuven said chetzi chetzi, and he wrote two different shtaris which said I'm giving half of my nechasim to Eved A and half of my nechasim to Eved B, and Purusha come and parish, and it's actually an explanation of the brisa stated af atzman leikana that both Eved A and Eved B were not cleaning up any part of the avdus. So ketzad, and what is that case? Going to omer chetzi chetzi, that is only true in a case where Reuven actually was makna half of his nechasim to Eved A and half of his nechasim to Eved B. And in the chanami, even though the brisa started off and stated the brisa continues to explain that kol nechasai didn't mean that Reuven was giving all the nechasim to both Eved A and to Eved B, but he was saying I'm giving away all my nechasim by giving half my nechasim to Eved A and half my nechasim to Eved B. And of course, if Reuven would have said I'm giving all my nechasim to Eved A and all my nechasim to Eved B, then the first brisa is correct that since Reuven is fully relinquishing his entire chelik in the Eved, so Reuven is able to mishachar half of Eved A and half of Eved B. And the Gemara continues, Hachi nami mistavra, thou being your raya, that is the correct pshat in the brisa, the isakadait reisha damakuloi, as if you will explain that the reish is talking about a scenario where Reuven said, I'm giving all my nechasim to Eved A and all my nechasim to Eved B, hashta amakulu leikanu. So if the Rabbanan say in a case where Reuven said, I'm giving all my nechasim to Eved A and Eved B, that they're not koina, so amachetzi chetzi meboi, then certainly in the case of the sefer, the same din would apply, and there'll be no need for the sefer to give us that scenario. And therefore, it must be that the sefer is coming to mefarish the words of the reisha, and the Gemara explains, imishim ha lo iria, your raya that the reisha must be talking about a case where Reuven said chetzi chetzi is not a valid raya, because tana sefer the glu reisha, we could say that the reason why the tana of the brisa had to say the case of chetzi chetzi in the sefer is in order to be megal tas on the reisha, shalai toima reisha da mechetzi chetzi. You should not say that the reisha is talking about a case of chetzi chetzi, ava amakula kano, but the Rabbanu would agree that if Reuven said, I'm giving away all my nechasim to Eved A and to Eved B, then the din would be that Reuven can be meshachra half of Eved A and half of Eved B, and therefore tana sefer da amar chetzi chetzi, and that is why the brisa had to say specifically that the sefer is a case where Reuven said, I'm being meshachra half of Eved A and half of Eved B, mechlal de reisha da amar kuloi v'afilu hachil lekanu. We may therefore be medayik that the reisha is talking about a case where Reuven said, I'm giving all my nechasim to Eved A and I'm giving all my nechasim to Eved B, and even though Reuven simultaneously was relinquishing all of his chelik in both of these avadim, even so, they're not created themselves, and his shechur would not work at all. The Gemara continues, if you want, I could give you a second teretz, loikasha, that there's no steer between the two brises, and we don't have to say one brise is going like Rebbe and one like Rabbanon, as really Rab is correct, that if at the time that Reuven wants to be meshachar half his eved, he relinquishes his entire chelik in the eved, then that would be a valid shechur, and even so, there's no steer between the brises, as kambishtar echa, the second brise that says that the avodim can't be claiming themselves, that's talking about a scenario where Reuven actually wrote this in one shtar. However, the first brisa, Kam B'Shtei Shtaris, is talking about a scenario where Reuven wrote this in two separate shtaris. And as Rashi explains, B'Shtar Echad Loikana Kagoyin Kol Nechasim L'Pleinu Pleinu Avodai, that if Reuven said that all my Nechasim should go to Eved A and to Eved B, even though that at the time that he wanted to be Meshachar them, he relinquished his full chelik in these Avodim, and even so, there's a separate reason why this Get Shechur will not work for either of these Avodim, because we learn out from the Din of Get that just like B'negei Get, the Pasuk says V'chasel Vos Sefer Krisis, and we learn out that each Get has to be written for one wife and love V'lei Love L'Chavrasa, and the same thing applies to a Get Shechra, that Ein Shnei Avodim Meshachrim B'Get Echad, that two Avodim cannot receive a Get Shechra using the same Get Shechra. And the Gemara continues and asks B'Shtar Echad, if you're saying that the second Bryce is talking about a scenario where Reuven wrote this Get Shechra in one Shtar for both of these Avodim, so my ear Chetzi Chetzi, why does the safe of the second Bryce state V'im Omer Chetzi Chetzi Leikanu? The chiddush of the second brisa has nothing to do with the fact Reuven gave away half of his nechasim to Eved A and half to Eved B. Afilo amakul nami leikanu, as even if Reuven would give away all of his nechasim to Eved A and all of his nechasim to Eved B, still they would not be koina since he did so in one shtar and in one get shichra. And Taisus and Dima Maskel Ma'iri Chetzi Afilo kulu nami points out hachalek l'shnuyei tana sefer l'gluya reisha. Over here we can answer, as we mentioned beforehand, that the Sefer comes to be Megal on the Reisha, that the Reisha is talking about Kulay, the Pshita, the Bshtar Echad, in Chilik, Bein Amba Chetzi Chetzi, Lama Kulay, as certainly if it's one Shtar, and the Psul is based on the Limud that we had from Get, that it states, V'chasav La, V'loy La, V'lachav Rasa, and therefore we learned out, In Shnei Avadim, Meshachim, Beget Echad, and therefore certainly we would never have a Havmina, that it would be a difference if Reuven said Chetzi Chetzi, or if he said Kulay. Our Gemara answers, Hachinami Kama, that in Chinami, this is what the Brisa meant to say, Af Atzman Loi Kanu, that the second Brisa teaches us that they're not Koino the Avdis at all, and Bemet Vermu, Mishtar Echad, the reason why they were not Koino the Shechris is because Reuven did so in one star, Al Bishte Shtar is Kanu. However, if Reuven would write, I want to give all my Nechasim to Evad A, and he would write, I want to give all my Nechasim to Evad B, and he would do so in two separate Shtaris, then his Shechra would work. Then the Sefer taught us, Vim Omer Chetzi Chetzi, Af Bishne Shtaris, Lami Loi Kanu. However, if Reuven wrote, I'm giving half my Nechasim to Evad A and half my Nechasim to Evad B, and even if he does so in two shtaris, he would not be koina, since the Rabbanon hold that since he's not fully relinquishing his chelik in the Evad at that point, therefore the shichur doesn't work at all. And the Gemara continues, v'yibayisema, and if you want, I could give you a third teretz, like kasha, that there's no steer between the two prices, as Kamen Basachas, the first price states that the shichur would work, as Reuven gave both shtaris to Evad A and to Evad B, with Basachas, and as Rashi said, he gave it to one shliach, and that shliach was koina at one moment. Kam Bezechazer, the second Brisa is referring to a case where Reuven wrote, all my Nechasim should go to Evad A, and he gave that shtar to Reuven, and only afterward did he give a second shtar to Evad B, which stated that all my Nechasim to go to Evad B. And the Gemara asks on this Teretz, Bishleim Basra Lekani Dakani Lekama, certainly Evad B cannot be Koin himself and will not go out Lechiris, since Reuven already gave over all his Nechasim to Evad A, therefore Evad A was already Koin or Evad B, and at the time that Reuven gave over his Nechasim to Evad B, he actually didn't own anything at that point. But Evad A, at the point that Reuven gave him over all in the chasim, he was koina both Evad B as well as himself. Therefore, how could the second Brisa state that Af Atzman Loikana, that both of the avodim will not be koina themselves and no one will go out lecheres? Because of this question, the Gemara states, therefore we go back to the original two terutzim that the Gemara gave. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi wants to give another teretz to steer between two Brises, Shani Hasan to Kakarilu Avodai, that the reason why in the second Brisa we said that neither of them can be koina themselves, that's because when Reuven said, I'm giving over my Nechasim to them, he used a Lashon, Kol Nechasai Nesunah L'Pleinu L'Pleinu Avodai, and since he called them his Avodim, so we see he wanted to give him all the Nechasim, but they should remain his Eved, and of course, that's a non-starter, because of course, if someone owns his Eved, then Mashikona Eved, Kona Rabbi, and therefore, the whole transaction doesn't work. And as Rashi says, Shema Minah, L'Shachrinu L'Dudu, that he really wasn't Meshachra, either Eved A or Eved B, and Vitoya and Reuven made a mistake, the Sovel, Yachahu Losses L'Ham Shan Nechasim, L'Shachra, and he thought that he could give over all of the Nechasim to them without being Meshachra them. And in essence, Rav Ashi is explaining that the first Brisa where Reuven wrote that all my Nechasim should go to these two people, and he didn't say that they are my Avodim, therefore in that case, that Kanu Meshachra Zezeh, because Rab is correct that if Reuven is being Meshachra half his Eved, and at that time, he's fully relinquishing his entire Chilek in the Eved, then that Shachra would work. And Lamaisa, the Gemara continues, and doesn't like the Teretz of Rav Ashi, as Omli Rafram Rav Ashi, Rafram says to Rav Ashi, V'dilma Avodai Shoye Kfar, that when Reuven said, I'm giving over my Nechasim to Avodai, he didn't mean that they should remain my Avodim, he just meant to say, to these people who used to be my Avodim, and me like that, didn't we learn in Mishnah Masechtas Peah, HaKoytze Kol Nechasim V'Avdo Yotzeh L'Chiris, that if Reuven writes, all my Nechasim should go to my Eved, then he goes out L'Chiris, Shaya Kak Kolshu, and he says, I'm leaving over Kak Kolshu, and he uses that term, Lo Yotzeh L'Chiris, then as Rashi says, we're not sure which Kak he meant to leave over on any piece of land that belonged to Reuven, we say that maybe that is the piece of land that Reuven meant to leave over. And since certainly the Eved will not be koina any kaka, therefore he will not be koina his own guf either. And as Rashi says, Loi Pagina Dibure and Hoyle Vichat Dibure Akhtalei, since he was Makna, both the Kak and the Eved, to the Eved with one Diba, and Palga Dibure Loi Yiskayim, Idach Palga Nami Loi Makayim, and since half of his Diba, which was relevant to Kaka, is not Makuyim, therefore the rest of the Diba of Reuven is also not going to be valid, and the Eved will not go free. However, Reb Shimon argues in the Tanakam, and he says, La'ilmu ben Chayrin, that really this Eved will always be a ben Chayrin, and even though Reuven was shy of Kak Kolshu, however, Zok Rashi, that Reb Shimon holds Pagin Duburi, and Hoyle Vizka Kaka Bishura, Kak Kolshu Dloikono, so Reuven only meant to leave over Kaka, Reuven did not mean to restrict the Eved, and the Eved would go out Lechiris. The only time that Reb Shimon says that the Eved would not go out Lechiris, Achiyem, and Kol Nechosin, and soon will play the Abdi, Chutz unless Reuven says that all my nechosim should go to Pliny my Eved, aside from 1/10,000 of my nechosim. Since in that case he didn't mention Kaka and he just mentioned Stoma, that I do not want to give my Eved 1/10,000 of my nechosim, so it could be that he meant to say that my Eved is considered 1/10,000 of my nechosim, and I don't want my Eved to go free, and he really was saying this in order to make the Eved feel good, but ultimately he didn't want this Eved to get anything, and that's why he really retained the rights to the Eved for himself, and of course, Mashakana Eved, Kana Rabbi, and the entire gift would not be Chal. And keep in mind, in this case, Reuven said to his Eved that I want to give all my Nechasim to Pliny Avdi, Pliny who is my Eved. Based on this term, Rav from Esar of Ashi, that Taimed Amah Chutz Me'echer Ribush Behen, the only reason why this Eved does not go out Lechiris is because Reuven said, Chutz Me'echer Ribush Behen, and Haloi Amah Hachi Kani, that if Reuven would not have said this, then the Eved would be Koina and he would go out Lechiris. And Rav from Esar of Ashi, that Lishitosai, Amai, why would he go out Lechiris? But Eved could correlate, but Reuven called this Eved an Eved, and therefore it seems that he didn't want this Eved to go out Lechiris, just like Rav Ashi said, Shani Hasim the Kukari Luhu Avodai. Therefore, Rav from states, Ala Avdi Shoye Kva, it must be the Taich in the Mishnah of Mesechus Peya is that Reuven was saying, all my Nechosim should go to Pliny, who was my Eved, and Hochanami Avodai Shoye Kva, in the second Brisa, where Reuven said to his Avodim, called Nechosim the Sunil Pliny to Pliny Avodai, he didn't mean to say that you should remain my Avodim, he was just defining them, and he said, I want to give all my Nechosim to Pliny and Pliny, who were my Avodim. And the Gemara continues and discusses the Mishnah on Daf Mem Alf and Alf, where we stated, Mishachetzev Eved v'chetzev ben Chayrin, oivet es rabbi yoymechod ves atzma yoymechod. Our Gemara teaches us, Nogchay Shar, if an ak shtoises this Eved while he's a chetzev Eved, chetzev ben Chayrin, yeyim shal rabbi l'rabbi, so if the Shar shtoises the Eved on the day that belongs to the master, then any money owed by the mazik would go to the master, and yeyim shal atzma l'atzma, and if he got hurt on a day that belonged to himself, then any money that's owed by the mazik would go to the Eved, and not to the Adon. And the Gemara is, El Me'ata, Yehim Shil Rabbi Yisus Shifcha, if this is true, then the day that belongs to his master, he should be able to marry a Shifcha, as at that point we consider him a full Eved, and Yehim Shil Atzma Yisus Bascharin, and the day that belongs to himself, then he should be considered a full-fledged Yid, and he should be able to marry a Bascharin. And the Gemara responds, Yisuru Loi Karminan, that even though this is the din that Chum said, B'negei Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Charin, B'negei Mamanis, however, we can't learn the din of Issa from Mamanis, as we have a cloud, M'maynim Yisuru Loi Afinan, and Misfar, this makes sense as well, as it's impossible to split up Isser in any meaningful way, and therefore the Rabbanim was stuck and said that this Eved, who is a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayrin, can't marry a Shifcha and can never marry Bas Chayrin. However, B'negei Mamon, the Tais Rosh explains that just like the Chum made a Takana, and they said that a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin is Ovis Rabbi Yemechel, Ves Atzmi Yemechel, the Rabbanim also made a Takana, and they said that any money that is earned based on an occurrence that happens on a day that he worked for his Adon belongs completely to the Adon, even if his inability to work goes on and stretches on for many days or many weeks, still all that money will be retained by the Adon. And the same would be lehepach, that if the injury occurred based on occurrence that happens on the day that he worked for himself, and all the money that is owed to the Eved based on him having an injury will belong to the Eved, even though his inability to work will actually affect the owner as well, as he won't be able to work for other days as well. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a question on this din that we just learned, that Nachay Shah, Yom Shal Rabbi L'Rabbi, and Yom Shal Atzmai L'Atzmai. And before we continue with the Gemara's question, let's just remember that the din is, if a Shar Mu'ud kills a person, that if that person is Ben Chayrin, then the owner of the Shar Mu'ud has to pay Kaifer, and either it's the Domain Mazik or the Domain Nizik. However, if the Shar kills an Eved, then the owner has to pay 30 Kesef to the Adain. And of course, as we know, this Shloshim Kesef is considered a Knas and not considered Mammon, since it's based on a set amount. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring a Raya from a Raya, Hamas Misha Chetzev Eved v'Chetzev Ben Chayrin. If a Shar Mu'ud kills a person who's a Chetzi Eved and Chetzev Ben Chayrin, Noitz and Chetzi Knas L'Rabbi, then the din is that the Mazik has to give half of the Knas, which is of course 15 Kesef, to the Adain. And we continue on the Beis and Beis, the Chetzi Kaifer L'Yarshav, and then he would have to give half of the Kaifer to the Yarshim of the Chetzi Eved and Chetzev Ben Chayrin. And the Gemara and Mem Gimel would ask that L'Chayr, since this person is a Chetzi Eved and Chetzev Ben Chayrin, how is it possible that he actually had any Yarshim? And the point of the Brice is that for the half of this person, which was a Chetzi Eved, you have to pay 15 Kesef, which is half of the Knas, and for the portion of this person, which is a Chetzi Ben Chayrin, you have to pay half of Kaifer, which is for the Tzad Chayris. And the Gemara is, Amai, why should this then be correct? Hachinami Lema Yom Shal Rabbi L'Rabbi, that if this Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin was killed on the day that belongs to the master, then the master should receive all 30 Kesef, and Yom Shal Atzmai L'Atzmai, that if this Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin was killed on the day that belongs belong to himself, then the din should be that his yershim should receive the full kofar. And the Gemara answers, Shani hacha to kakal yekarna, that since in this case the eved died, and therefore his whole karen is gone, and there's no more ability for this eved to work any further, since the body of the chetzi eved and the chetzi men karen belong both to the adon and to himself, therefore you have to split up the tashlumin, and half goes to the adon and half goes to the yershim. Based on this point, so therefore it comes out when the Gemara stated, Nachlishar, Yom Shal Rabbi Rabbi, and Yom Shal Atzman Latzmai, must be discussing a case where it's Loi Kal Yakana. And the Gemara asks, Ve'al Hechidami, Loi Kal Yakana, what is the case where the Eved is hurt and the principal is still available and doesn't get depleted? And the Gemara explains, Kagan Shekol Yodai, Vitsamsi Yodai, Vitsafer Lachsar. The case is where the Shar damaged the hand of the Eved and is shriveled up. However, his hand will be healed at some point and he'll be able to go back to full strength. Before we continue, let's point out that there's Machloikis and Mesechs Bilbakama, where Reuven damaged Shimon, and Shimon's injuries will eventually heal. So Reuven has to pay Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Shavus, and Boishes. Baya holds that even though Shimon's injury is only temporary, however, Reuven still has to pay Shavus Gedoyla, which is the current diminution of value of Shimon, since at this point, if they would want to sell him as an Eved based on his current injury, there would be a diminution in his value, which is categorized as a type of Nezek. And Reuven also has to pay Shavus Ketana, which is the amount of money that Shimon lost, since there was a time period they couldn't work at all. And Rava argues in Abaya that if someone has a temporary injury, then all you would pay is Shevis Ketana, and you would not have to pay Shevis Gedoyla. Rashi points out that although Benegei and Adam, there's a din that he has to pay five things, and you have to pay Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Shevis, and Bishes. However, the Pasuk says, Ishkita Mum Bamisai, and we learn out, Veloi Shor Bamisai, and if a Shor stresses a person, then all he has to pay is Nezek, and he doesn't have to pay for Shevis. And our Gemara therefore continues and says that since we're talking about a temporary injury over here, so it makes sense according to Abaya, the Aman Nosin LeShevis Gedolah VeShevis Ketana Shapir, that a person injures another person and it's only a temporary injury, that he still has to pay Shevis Gedolah, which is considered Nezek, and he also has to pay Shevis Ketana. And when the Shor is Mazik a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Men Chayin with a temporary injury, so the owner of the Shor still has to pay Shevis Gedolah, which is Nezek, and that's why we said Nachay Shor Yom Shel Rabbi LeRabbi and Yom Shel Atzmai LeAtzmai. And the Gemara continues El Rav, but according to Rav, the Aman Ina Nosin LeEla Shifta Yishab Chol Yom VeYom, but according to him, that all you're going to pay is Shevis Ketana, Hai Sharhu, Vishar, Ina Mishalim, and Nezek. In our case, we're talking about a Shar that Shtoyz, the Chetze Ever, the Chetze Ben Chayrin. Since the only time that we say that Yom Shel Rabbi LeRabbi and Yom Shel Atzman LeAtzmai is where it's like Kal Yakana, so Lechayra, it's a temporary injury, and therefore there's no Shevis Gdol involved and there's no Nezek. And we know that the owner of a Shar that is Mazik a person only has to pay Nezek, and Lefi Rava, when there's a temporary injury, then there's no such concept of Shevis Gdol, and you don't have to pay any Nezek, and therefore the Baal HaShar should be part of Lagamri. And how can the Brisa say that Nach HaShar, Yom Shel Rabbi LeRabbi, and Yom Shel Atzmai LeAtzmai, if Lechayra, the owner of the Shar, should be part of Lagamri? And the Gemara gives two terutzim according to Rava, Iba Yisema, Idi could say, Kishikor Adam, that although the version of the Brisa that we had was Nach HaShar, it actually was not a case where the Shar stressed this Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin, but it's a case where the Adam was Mazik, the Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin, and even though it was a temporary injury, of course, even Rava agrees that if an Adam is Mazik someone, even though it's a temporary injury, the Adam HaMazik still has to pay Shevis Ketana, and that's why the Brisa stated Yom Shel Rabbi LeRabbi and Yom Shel Atzmai LeAtzmai VeYibayisema. And the Gemara says another teretz, although when we brought down the case of Nachli Shard and we said Yom Shel Rabbi LeRabbi Yom Shel Atzmai LeAtzmai, it seemed that was a Brisa and therefore it would be a question on Rava. However, the Gemara explains that that is not an actual Mishnah or a Brisa, and as Rashi says, Hach Memra Ba'almihi Ve'ena Loi Mishnah V'Loi Brisa. And as the Gemara explains, Memra LeRava Loi Spirle, and Rava doesn't hold like every single member that's in Shas, and even if this member came from Tanoim, but it's not an authentic Brisa, and therefore it wouldn't be a question on Rava. And the Gemara continues and will discuss a case where there's an Eved that is no longer Chayiv to do work for his master, as Rashi says, Kol Hanach Tamina Behu D'Yasa L'Chayiris, that all those that we already said that it would go free, Be'in L'Rabbe Aleim El Shesrichin Get Shecha, that even though the master can't actually force them to do work, however, they still need to get Shecha. And for example, like we said before, Hamakdish Avda is Yotzel Chiris Vitzrichim Get Shecha, or Hamafka Avda is Yotzel Chiris Vitzarach Get Shecha. And in addition, Mishu Chetzev Eben and Chetzev Ben Chayrin, that we learned in the Mishnah that Lefi Beishamai Koyfnis Rabbi Vaisen is Ben Chayrin, and the Mishnah Achrina Beisil also came around and passing like Beishamai that Koyfnis Rabbi Vaisen is Ben Chayrin. In all these cases, this is middle period where this evidence is no man's land and he's waiting for Get Shecha, and therefore Gemara is Ibayilu. We have the following Shaila Meukav Get Shecha. If there's an Eved who's waiting for Get Shecha, Yesh Leknas or Ein Leknas. So during that period of time, if Reuven kills this Eved, would Reuven be chayiv to pay 30 kesef to the Adon, or would he not be chayiv to pay 30 kesef to the Adon? Because Lemaisa, the Adon can't make this Eved work, and therefore maybe we don't consider him his Adon at this point. And the Gemara explains that the Pasuk of Mishpatim says, kesef shleishu shkolim yitin la'adonav amrachmana v'hai lav Adon, who at this point, he's not his master because he can't make it work. Oydilma, or do we say, kiyunim chusa get shichra, since he still is lacking get shichra, and he needs that from the Adon, so Adon kuhin ibe, so he still considers his Adon, and therefore, the Reuven would have to pay 30 shkolim to the Adon. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from the brice that we had on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Hamis Misha Chetzev Eved V'Chetzev Ben Chayun. If Reuven kills someone that's a Chetzev Eved and Chetzev Ben Chayun, Noisid Chetzev Knas Rabbi V'Chetzev Kaifel Yarshav. So you see that you still pay half of the Knas to his master because he still considers Adon my Lav K'Mishnah Chayinah. And L'Chayu would go like the Mishnah Chayinah, then in this case you would be Kaifel Yis Rabbi V'Oisin Eisav Ben Chayun. And we see that in this case, even though he's a Ma'ukuv Get Shichra and he's waiting for Get Shichra, the din is that you would pay half of the Knas to the Adon. And the Gemara answers Loi K'Mishnah Rishayinah, that this price is going like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah Rishayinah, that Oivedis Rabbi Yom Echad Ves Atzma Yom Echad. And since he's a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin, and the master still has a right to his Avodah, and he has to work for the master every other day, and he doesn't have a right to receive a Shtah Shichra, therefore he's not a Mokav Get Shichra, and that's why the master has a right to half of the class, as we explained before, because it's Kokal Yakarna. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another right from a Braisa. We know that an Eved Knani goes out from his master if the master knocks out his tooth or his eyes, and although the Torah states specifically that he goes out if the master knocks out his tooth or his eyes. However, we also learn that he would also go out based on Choftal Rosh Avarim as well. The Brisa states, Hippol Shinoi V'Sima Eseinoi, if Reuven has an Eved and he knocks out his tooth or he blinds his eyes, Yoytze B'Shinoi V'Noyse D'Me'Einoi, then the Eved Knani goes out by the fact that his tooth was knocked out. And then since the Adon also blinded him, so therefore the Adon at this point has to pay the D'Me'Einoi to the Eved because at this point the Eved is considered free. Now the Gemara at this point feels that if a person knocks out the tooth of his Eved, that even though he goes free, but the master has to write a get shichra for him, and therefore it is a case of ma'ukav get shichra. And even so, we see that the eved receives the me'inoi, and it doesn't go to the adon. And the Gemara continues, v'amrit yesh le knas v'knas rabbi. And if you would say when someone's a ma'ukav get shichra, we still look at him as if he has an adon and he receives a knas, and the knas goes to his master. Hashda chavli be'achrini yavle the rabbi. If in a case where someone else kills him, then the din is that that money would go to his master. So chavli be rabbi gufe yavle. Today doesn't make sense if the Adon is mazik this Eved at this point when he's still waiting for his Get Shichra, that it would go to the Eved himself. Of course that doesn't make any sense, and therefore it must be that if someone else will kill this Eved, then we don't consider that he has an Adon, and therefore there would not be any Chiyuv of Knas. Gemara answers that this is not a Raya, as your Raya is only based on the fact that you felt that in this case when Reuven knocked out the tooth of his Eved, that he actually still has to write a Get Shichra for this Eved to go free, and therefore you felt this is a case of Mokul Get Shichra. But a Maisa Dilma Kamanda Amein Tzarech. Maybe this Brisa is going like the Mandama, who holds that when an Adon knocks out a tooth or knocks out the eye of his Eved, that the Eved doesn't need a Shtah Shichra and automatically goes out, similar to a case where he received the Shtah Shichra or he was paid to himself. And therefore, of course, the din is that his master goes and blinds him after the fact that he already knocked out his tooth. Therefore, the Eved is considered that he was Yetzel Chiris Legamri, and that's why the din is that the Adon has to obey the Dmei Einoi to the Eved. The Gemara brings a brisa that Tanya is willing to brisa, Bekul and Eved Yaitse Ben Lachiris. If an Adon is Mazik his Eved with the Choftal Rashi Avarim, then the din is the Eved goes out Lachiris, Vitzarach Get Shichra Mirabi to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that even though the Eved goes out Lachiris, but he requires a Get Shichra from his master, Rabbi Meir Oimet in the Tzarach, Rabbi Meir says he doesn't need a Get Shichra, Rabbi Lezer Oimet Tzarach, Rabbi Lezer agrees to Rabbi Shmuel that he still needs a Get Shichra, Rabbi Tafel Oimet in the Tzarach, Rabbi Tafel agrees to Rabbi Meir that he doesn't need a Get Shichra, Rabbi Kiva Oimet Tzarach, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lezer that you need to get shichra, and amachriin lefnei chachamim, and those that compromised in front of chachamim, and they saw that there was machlekes between the tanoim. They said nirum divrei Rav Tafan b'shem v'ayil hoyv v'teres zachsalai that benegeya shem v'ayil. Since the Torah says that the eved goes out free, therefore there's no requirement to have a shtah shichra, and we agree to the shita Rav Tafan as well as to the shita of Rav Meir. However, those tanoim that made compromises, they said v'divrei Rav Akiva b'shari varim hoyv v'knas chachamu, that we hold like Rav Akiva, and it's Tzarek Get Shichra, benegeya any case where the Adon knocked out any of the other Choftal Evarim of this Eved. Since the reason that you go out free is not based on the Torah, but it's based on a Knas, therefore we said that you require Shtah Shichra. And the Gemara is Knas, Hakroika Dashinan, that how how can you say that shari varim, that the only reason why you go out is based on a knas, but l'maisa it's based on psukim, the eved goes out free midiraisa, just like by shen ve'ayin. And the Gemara explains that the Gemara did not mean that because of the knas, and the Gemara meant ein chenami, it's a din deraisa, but since chavtal rashi varim is not mefurish in the pasuk like shen ve'ayin, therefore the only time that we say that you don't need to get shechra is only by shen ve'ayin, but by any of the other chavtal rashi varim, there's a requirement to have a get shechra. And Ayin Taisus who explains because we're choishish that maybe the Adon will meet this person in Shuk, and he'll say to him, Avdi Atah, that you're still my Eved, as he won't realize that this is a Din Raisa that he went al Chiris, and that's why we require him to write a Get Shichra, al B'Shem V'Ayin Le'Chashinan Dizil Kari Be'Ravu, as since he's a Mefurish Pasuk, therefore everyone knows that he went out properly and he didn't require a Get Shichra. And L'Chir, according to Taisus, it comes out that even according to these Machriim, Get Shichra that is required for the Choftal Rashi Avarim is only a Din Rabbanan, and it's only based on a Takana. And the Gemara continues with a similar Shaila, Yibayilu Mokav Get Shichra, if there's an Eved that requires to receive a Get Shichra, but at this point he doesn't have to work for his master, either because the Adon was Mafka this Eved, or he was Makdish this Eved, or if this Eved is a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Men Charin, and the Shaila is, Eichel B'Tshuma, Eina Eichel, if this Eved belongs to a Kohen, can the Eved still eat Tshuma, or he cannot eat Tshuma? And the Gemara explains the Shaila, Kinyan Kaspar Rachmana, the Torah says that the Eved could eat Tshuma because it's considered Kinyan Kaspar of the Adon, V'hai Lav Kinyan Kaspar, and at this point, he's not owned by the Adon because the Adon can't make him work. Or do we say that since Lamaisa he still requires to have a Get Shichra, therefore he still has a din of Kinyan Kaspar of the Adon, and he can still eat Tshuma? And the Gemara continues, Tashma'a will bring a Raya, the Amr Rav Meshasha, because Rav Meshasha stated the following, and some Agoris over here, Amr Rav Meshasha Tashma'a, is Lamaisa, the member that the Gemara will bring down, is actually a Mishnah in Mesechta Yevamos. And the Mishnah states, Kehenes and Ashes Kayin, Shins Arav Lada Bevlad Shevchasa, that her Vlad got mixed up with the Vlad of a Shivcha Knanis, and of course a Bas Kayin can eat Tshuma, and the Vlad of Shivcha Knanis that's owned by a Kayin can also eat Tshuma, Hare'ilu Eichlim Tshuma, then Man of Shach, both of them can eat Tshuma, however the Chalk and Chalik Echad Al Garin, when they go to collect Tshuma, they can only get one portion when they go to the Garin, because we have a din that in Chalk and Tshuma, Ever Knani Begarin, that we don't want to give Tshuma to an Ever Knani by the actual Garin, because people will think that this person is actually a Miuchas, and therefore the only way for an Ever Knani to go and collect Tshuma by the Garin is only if they go with their master. But if both of them go together, then Mimanushach, one of them is the master and one of them is the Eved Knani, and therefore they could at least get one chalik. And the Mishnah continues, Higdilu Hatarevis, once both of these young women get older and become Gedolim, Mishachin Zezeh, then each one of them can be Mishachar the other. As once again, Mimanushach, one of them is the Adain and one of them is the Shifra, and therefore once they each get a Shta Shikra, it's considered that they're Mishachar. Now, of course, prior to them getting older and being able to receive this Get Shichra, both of them are really waiting for their Get Shichra, and it's considered like a case of Malkuv Get Shichra, and even so we say that they're both allowed to eat Tshuma, and L'chur, if we would hold that Malkuv Get Shichra cannot eat Tshuma, then how could it be that both of them could eat Tshuma? And certainly one of them is a Shifcha Knanis that's Malkuv Get Shichra and should not be able to eat Tshuma, and therefore you see that a Malkuv Get Shichra can eat Tshuma. Mar answers that it's not a Raya, as Hachi Hashta, Hasam Im Yavi Eliyahu V'yayme B'chabinau De'evet Hu Kinyan Kasper Kuinim Bei. Certainly over there, if Eliyahu would come at this point and would say that this is the one that's a Shifcha and this is the one that's a Kenis, then of course there would be no need to give the other one a Get Shichra, and certainly this Shifcha would have to be a Shifcha and would no longer be considered a Ma'ukav Get Shichra, and therefore even though the Maisa we have a Suffolk at this point, but whichever one of these women is the actual Shifcha Kananis is definitely considered Kinyan Kaspar, and therefore she could definitely eat Tshuma. However, Hachalav Kinyan Kaspar Uklal, in our case where there's a person who's Ma'ukav Get Shichra, and at this point the Adon has no right to actually use them for Avodah and can't make them work. Certainly, there's a strong side to say that this Eved is not considered Kenyan Kaspar, and therefore this Eved that's Ma'ukav Get Shichra should no longer be able to eat Tshuma. Ayin Tezidir Maschel Ma'ukav Get Shichra Eichel Hachpoy Loi Osya Libid Reish Lakish, that this question is not going of coin to Reish Lakish, as he passes a coin to Rav Shimon Gamliel that Ma'ukav Get Shichra is Eichel B'Tshuma, and if you Reish Lakish, this doesn't seem to be a Suffolk. And Tezid then says Inami Yesh L'Chalik, but it's possible to be M'Chalik the husband Ma'ukav Get Shichra Ali Deyevka. Over there, it's talking about a case where the Adon was Mafkidis Eved, and that's why he was Ma'ukav Get Shichra, and that's why he was Eichel B'Tshuma. And just like Tezid says on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, if someone is Mafkidis Eved, he could still go and marry a Shifcha. However, when our Gemara asked the Shaila about Ma'ukav Get Shichra, if it's Eichel B'Tshuma or is not Eichel B'Tshuma, he's discussing a case of Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Men Chayin, even Reish Lakish would agree that we have a shaila if he would be able to eat truma or if he would not be able to eat truma. And l'chayra, since in Rashi Dibur Maskel Mu'ukav Gat Shichra, he says that the case of Mu'ukav Gat Shichra could even be where Reuven was Makdish his Eved or Mafka his Eved. So l'chayra, we see that Rashi doesn't hold like the Shita of Taisus. However, possibly you could be mechalik that Rashi only says this been negated first shaila of Gemara if Mu'ukav Gat Shichra is Yesh Leknas or Ein Leknas, but in the second shaila of Gemara if Mu'ukav Gat Shichra is Eichel B'Truma or Ein Eichel B'Truma, so maybe Rashi would agree to Taisus that this shaila would not be relevant in a case where Reuven was Mafka Avdai V'Tzarech Bia, and we will stop over here.